Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. My name is Christine, and I'm calling from Green World Pro. And this call is to inform you the new California electric Spanish. Oh, okay. Just give me a moment, okay? Hello?
See?
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Sí, buenas tardes.
¿Es usted el propietario?
Sí.
Okay, mi nombre es Roger. Mi supervisor está llamado de Green World Pro Compañía. Solamente estoy haciendo una llamada de notificación a todos los clientes de electricidad en California. No sé si esté enterado, pero la electricidad subió 25%. ¿Vaya esta por subir otra vez en los próximos meses?
Sí.
Sí. Por eso el estado de California, gobierno puso billones de dólares en estos programas para ayudar a dueños de casa que gastan demasiado en electricidad. So, usted está gastando $70 o $100 o más en pura electricidad cada mes.
Más de 100 y algo.
I'm sorry.
100 y algo, como 100. ¿Cuánto se paga de electricidad? $200 al mes.
$200, oh my God. And por eso el estado de California gobierno, you know, puso programa. Es el gobierno financiado programa. Okay? So, okay. So, ¿estás casado dueño o soltero dueño?
¿Cómo?
¿Estás casado o soltero propietario?
Viuda.
Means soltero, casado.
Deja. ¿Cómo se dice? Que no tengo marido.
Okay, so soltero, casado. Widow, all right.
Widow.
All right, okay. And ¿cuánto tiempo estás viviendo en esta casa?
Desde el 80.
Means in English?
No.
No, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
¿Cómo se dice 1980?
Click
1980.
Click 1980. Oh, okay. Eight. So it's like 38 years. Wow.
Déjale, le paso a mi hijo y él le explica mejor.
Okay. And compañía de electricidad Edison.
Hello?
PG. Yeah, hi. Can you speak in English,
hi,
sir?
Yeah.
Okay, that will be good for me, sir. I can speak poquito Spanish. So, actually what I was talking, like, you know, it's a government funded program going on, and ma'am was talking with one of my colleagues. She is just an agent, but I'm the senior supervisor over this floor. Actually, the program which is going on, what we are going through, as state of California, they are forcing all the big companies to find out the people from the state whose electricity bills are high at this time. Because from the next month onwards, electricity bills are going to increase up to 25% as posted by Public Utility Commission. So however much we people are spending at this time, it's about to go up from the next month. So that is why it's a government-funded program going on to help people to reduce their current electricity bill. It's no upfront cost once they qualified, under no obligation. So at this time, ma'am said that she is spending like more than $200 per month, right?
No. Sorry. Yes.
Yep. So is it only for electricity or gas included?
No, that's just my electrical bill.
That is only electrical bill. And at this moment,
yes.
Like, who is the current electricity provider? Is it Edison, PG&E, or SDG&E?
Yes. Edison.
It's California Edison. And how many years she is living in this property? Like, the homeowner. Who is the homeowner? You or your mom?
My mother.
Your mother. So, like, 38 years she is living in this property.
Since 1980, so yes, 38 years.
Yeah, 38 years is coming, like. And, you know, the person who is on the title of the homeowner, if there is another person is in the title also, is there anyone else on the title, or your mom is only on the title of the homeowner?
Well, she's a widow. I don't know if my dad's name is still there on it, but it's just her.
Oh, what was your mom's last name? What is your mom's last name?
Dilara.
Dilara. And I believe your dad's name was Beto?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you. All right. So I have your name in the dialer, but I don't have your mom's name. So what will be your mom's first name, sir?
Teresa.
Can you spell it out for me?
Teresa.
Teresa, okay. It's T-E-R-E-S-A, right?
Yeah.
All right. And is it a kind of single family residence?
Yes.
All right. And do you know, is your mom getting any discounts or not, like care, low-income discounts, medical baseline discounts with the electricity bill?
No.
No discounts?
No.
All right.
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm sorry?
Not that I'm aware of, because paying over $200, I don't think...
Yeah, it's obviously, because however much we all are spending at this time, obviously there's something, you know, it's about to go up as from the next one, 25%. So that's why I need to ask the qualifying questions, is kind of discounts have or not. Like, can you confirm from your mom that is there any discounts or not?
She says no.
She said no?
Yeah.
All right, that will be fine. No problem. And currently you have the address like 11324 Forest Grove Street, El Monte, California, 91731, right?
Yes.
All right. So, sir, our specialists who are working for this program and give you some information about to reduce or eliminate the electricity bill. And not only the information, there will be the allocation of the fund from the government also for the qualified people who is in the title of the homeowner. So what time your mom, you, and both people, all people will be available at your property, sir? Tomorrow what time? They will work from 10 o'clock of the morning till 7 o'clock of the evening. Can you ask your mom what time all people will be available?
I won't be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's home from 4 to 7. Is it? She gets home from work at like 4:30.
And, you know, the person who is between 60 to 74 years old, they'll get, you know, extraordinary discounts and benefits in this program. So are you the age of, your mom is age of between 60 to 74 or more than 74 years?
Between 60 and 74.
Is between 50 to 74.
Yeah, I think it's like 60, 70, 74. She's 72.
She's 72. All right. All right. So she is the only one who is taking care of the bills and everything in the property?
Well, I mean, I pay for her bills.
Okay. So, sir, I'll suggest, as I do it all the times when my mom takes care of, you know, any consultation, so I will be there at the time of the consultation. So I will kindly request you. So if you be present at that property at the time of consultation, that will be, you know, very fruitful conversation. So, you know, are you available at Saturdays and Sundays also? Our specialists also work in Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay, Saturday will work out for about all the time?
From 10 o'clock of the morning till 7 o'clock of the evening.
So from 12 o'clock, I think.
Saturday.
Both working Saturday.
Will be 24th of March.
Yes.
Right? 24th of March, yes. And what time you say? 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, alright. Alright, everything is fine. And you said your mom's name will be Teresa. Once more time, I'm just verifying.
Yes, you know what? No, I'm not going to be home either on Saturday.
So what time you will be there also? Sunday?
Monday will be probably the best day for me.
Okay, so Monday, what time, sir? 26th March.
Monday, 5 o'clock.
Monday, 12 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, all right.
5 p.m. Yeah.
All right. It's 5 p.m. Monday. It's 26th of March, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just, I'm just, you know, asking you, so just be on the line for 60 more seconds. I'm just connecting my line with my scheduling manager to make sure that I haven't done any mistake from my part, okay? And once more time, he'll just make you confirm your mom's name, first name and last name, okay? Within 1 minute, he'll let you go, okay? Just be on the line.
Okay.